one example of how not recognizing a trigger or the early phase of the acting out cycle could lead to problem behavior. I saw an example of this when I was working in a classroom for students with emotional and behavior disorders. The teacher had called us in to ask for assistance in working with a particular child who she said was having difficulty interacting with his classroom peers. When we began our observations, it was clear that that wasn't the case. The cycle looked like this. The student was asked to do some academic work during math time. During that introductory stage, the student became very fidgety, was looking around, easily off task by any definition. Shortly after instruction was presented, the teacher gave the student a worksheet to do independently. Subsequently, the student would take the worksheet and walk back to his desk. And on his way back to his desk, he would start an argument with a peer, he would hit a peer, he would knock some material off a classmate's desk. And it was clear that the problem was not that the student was having difficulty with peers, as the teacher originally thought. The student was upset about the academic work that was too difficult for him to do. So instead of recognizing those early signs when she was beginning instruction, the teacher ignored those signs, and as a result, the behavior escalated from minor fidgeting or off-task behavior to a fairly intense negative interaction with his peers. So I think if the teacher had recognized those early signs, some preventative strategies could have been implemented, such as providing more assistance, more information about the academic task, perhaps reducing the demands placed on the student. But unfortunately, the teacher did not recognize the signs early enough, and as a result, the student had a history of fairly negative interactions with his classmates.